Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of On Heater Podcast featuring myself, Dashing, as well as my good friend, Kiwi. We are two idiots blundering on about sports, and in a shocking turn of events, it is not my turn to have a bad week. Hello, Kiwi. How's your week been?
It's my turn to have a bad week.
It's your turn.
Yeah, so it's just been going swell. I feel like my whole body is just not responding the way I want it to whenever I'm trying to do things, which is always a great time and definitely not extremely infuriating. Cool. Yesterday I spent 6 hours in the ER, so that's cool. Thankfully everything's all right, but
yeah, that was quite a message to receive.
Yeah, I was not happy.
You want to know how my day's been going today? I've been in the ER since 4 a.m. and I was like, huh?
Yeah. So that was super swell. So hopefully the last 2 days of this week helps, evens out a little bit, but not promising so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting there. We're getting there. The week's almost over. Tomorrow's Friday. By the time this comes out, it'll be Friday. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come. And next week doesn't suck for either of us, because I'm sick of these bad weeks. But speaking of bad weeks, I think Boston fans, Boston Red Sox fans, you and me, are about to have a good week. I've been hearing rumblings. I've been hearing rumors. I've been hearing everybody on the radio talk about it. Juan Soto looks like he might. It's the rumor that he's down to two, the Mets and the Red Sox. And the Red Sox, he had an amazing visit with.
This is going to be the ultimate FU to New York fans if he signs with the Red Sox. And honestly, actually, it's just going to be the ultimate FU to Yankees fans in general if he signs with either the Mets or the Red Sox. Like,
oh, yeah.
Your city rivals or your actual rivals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, and it's been feeling like, you know, this Yankees Red Sox rivalry has been dead in the water for so long, it feels like. Just competitively, it's kind of like, right?
Like one of them is good at a time at one time. Like they both haven't been good for at the same time for a minute. Time. Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie to you. They released that documentary to, you know, stroke themselves off with. But it's like, I feel like that's sort of like brought back some harsh feelings towards the Yankees and the Red Sox, respectively.
Right. Yeah, it's been interesting. So I'd like to see it reunited a little bit. I'd love to see the hate flowing between the two sides.
I'll kill for it.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great time.
Little piece of news that I wanted to throw on here, just right as we started, literally as you were talking about your week, I saw it pop up on my feed. The Rays, you know, Tropicana Field, I believe that's
Tropicana,
Tropicana. Yep. They will not be playing in their stadium in the 2025 season at all. They are going to be playing at Yankees spring training field in Tampa. So
I'm assuming they're like just taking this opportunity to renovate the stadium.
Yeah, Steinbrenner Field is what it's called.
So, which is funny that they're playing at a divisional rivals training field.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen it. It's a smaller venue. I mean, spring training fields aren't insane. So I think they're assuming a peeled back season regardless. I'm assuming they're not thinking that they're going to be in any sort of like postseason hunt or anything like that. So I really honestly feel like they are kind of phoning it in with,
I mean, the size it's of the Rays, field, you know? They haven't been relevant since, what, 2012?
No, yeah, no, seriously. So I feel like they're phoning it in, and that's just how it's going to be for them this upcoming season.
Yeah, they're not I mean, their attendance has been down the last couple of seasons just because they suck anyways, so I don't think this is going to be too big of a deal for them. Plus, they might get more people in, because honestly, there's no way they're going to charge the same amount per ticket for a training field. So,
no kidding. But enough about baseball, and honestly, hilariously, interestingly, it's also been a quiet week in general. So, you know, switching over to football, like, there's not a lot here, but the one big thing is that Mr. Flacco, Joe Flacco, is being benched, and Mr. Anthony Richardson got his breather.
I'm too tired.
He took a nap. He got his sleepies. He drank his milk, and now he's ready to go. He's ready to go for round two.
They're like, hey, did you know they invented coffee?
No kidding.
And he's like, coffee? What?
Shit's pretty good.
We'll see. Maybe if this lights a little bit of a fire under his ass.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not expecting anything for the rest of the season from the Colts anyway. I feel like this is a phone it in year, a draft position year. You know, they're sitting at 4-6. So second in your division, but still not good.
The most I expect from them is them to win this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they got a good chance of winning this week. Other than that.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe a week here or there, but
the 3-7 Jets.
I think the Jets are done.
I think the Jets are done too.
I don't think they come back to Aaron Rodgers next year either. Bold prediction.
You know what? You want to know where I think he goes?
Nowhere.
No, he's gonna
back to Green Bay as the backup.
No, he's going to complete his Brett Favre transformation before committing.
No, not
committing
Minnesota. Not Minnesota, please.
Good old Minnesota.
He's not going to go to Minnesota because actually, I didn't toss this on there, but JJ McCarthy had a second surgery.
He did.
To relieve his swelling from his first surgery.
So it depends, right? Is JJ McCarthy going to be healthy by next year?
I think he'll be ready, yeah.
Is Sam Darnold still going to be the guy next year? Are the Vikings going to take a flyer and say, you know what, let's take a chance with Aaron Rodgers. We got weapons. We know how to use them, unlike those stupid Jets. We'll see.
Oh my god. No, wait. So Minnesota
yeah.
has the chance to do the funniest thing ever and trade Sam Darnold back to the Jets for Aaron Rodgers.
Could you imagine? I know that'll never happen because the Jets hate Sam Darnold more than anybody else in the league. So
even more now that he's actually being
pretty good,
somewhere
pretty damn
else.
Good. Yeah, exactly. So we'll see.
Okay.
This feels crazy. We're not even 10 minutes into this, and it's already time for a prime time preheated preview.
No, literally.
Of the week.
There's going to be some spiciness to this week, I feel like.
A little bit. I mean, it's going to be interesting. We'll start off with our Thursday game. The time is just before 3 p.m. We're way ahead of time.
We're early today.
Way early, because I got out of work early, and you can still see my light is nice and flickery for all of
Hooray.
You in your viewing pleasure over on YouTube. So enjoy that while I struggle to find the light bulb to fix it, even though it's not a light bulb. It's the whole dome. So anyway, Commanders at Eagles, Thursday, 8:15 on Amazon Prime. Kiwi, who you got?
I got the Eagles in an upset.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I've been so wrong with Thursdays. I'm going out of the box. And I'm probably going to be wrong again, but
So here's my thing, right? The Eagles have been good on defense.
They've been good on defense,
on
right?
On defense.
Offense, not.
Not good. I'm just, because I'm pretty high still on Daniels, I'm going to go with the Commanders because I think their offense is pretty damn good. I also think that the Commanders' defense is better than the Eagles' offense. So I think that this is going to be a low-scoring game. I'm not expecting any touchdowns on either direction unless Saquon Barkley just fucking explodes, which is highly likely, but the same could
or
be
Brian
said.
Brian Robinson, yeah.
Yeah, the same could be said, you know, on either side of the football. So I think the Commanders squeak out, like, a 9-3 victory here or something like that. It's going to be a field goal game, I feel like.
I'm going to say 14-12.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad.
Puts us into Sunday's 8:20 game. Bengals at Chargers. This is spicy.
I believe in Joe Cool. This man, I mean, honestly, I say I believe in Joe Burrow. I do believe in Joe Burrow. I think he is a very good quarterback. His team is not helping him. His defense is letting him down. Like, I can't believe the stats that he's been putting up over the past, like, 4 weeks. They're insane. All season, really, has been kind of nuts. But his defense has just been giving up so much. I think the Chargers are a good team. They've been getting some solid wins. But I think the Bengals are going to squeak out a victory here. They need to squeak out a victory here if they want to stay alive in the playoffs. And I think
this is a
to.
Big game for both teams.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is a great primetime game. This is the primetime games that I want to see.
Yeah, I'm sick of the Jets. Get them out of there. Get them out
of
every
single
one.
The next, I'm sick of the next team for Monday.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm actually going the Chargers this week.
Okay.
I'm on that Herbert Hoover.
It's like really good. And they also got Ladd McConkey.
They're looking good this year. They're looking the best they've looked in a while. Dare I even say post Phillip Rivers.
I mean, it's fair. The record doesn't say it, but it is the Chargers, so you know, sometimes it be that way.
But they look competitive for once.
They do. They do.
The record doesn't say it because they're in a very tough division.
The fact that they have a Harbaugh for a coach, I think that makes them inherently competitive. Because Jim is just freaking amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, this will be a good game. Make sure you guys are tuned in for this one. It'll be good.
Yeah. Keep an eye on this one. This one's going to be a good eating on Sunday night. Moving over to Monday, I think I agree with you. This doesn't deserve a primetime spot. But nope. Texans, Cowboys, who you got?
The apocalypse.
I'm not even going to ask. I'm not even going to say it for either of us.
It's the Texans.
It's the Texans.
I mean, Dak is out.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else wants to perform on Dallas.
Cooper Rush doesn't
their coach is fat and doesn't know how to coach.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, Cooper Rush, Trey Lance, we've seen it. We're done with this experiment. Get him out of here.
Yeah. This will be good. This will be maybe a nice little bounce back game for CJ Stroud.
He needs it. He definitely needs one.
I think he's just low confidence right now, honestly. Mm-hmm. Because they took a couple of tough matchups at the start of the season and
yeah, kind of punched in the mouth a little bit.
Yeah. So, and then our usual Patriots Bears, we got Rams at Patriots this week. I got the Rams probably too. I feel like there's definitely a possibility for a Pats upset here though.
I see a possibility that the Patriots win this game. They are going to need to play hard on defense for it to be a possibility just because of how well the Rams offense has been playing. I can see it, you know, turning into like the the Jacksonville game, you know what I mean? Where it's like the Patriots just forgot how to play. And then all of a sudden it's like, where did this Jacksonville team come from? And where have they gone since? You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is a warm weather West Coast team playing a cold weather East Coast team. That's going to help out. That's going to help them a lot.
Exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, I still think the Rams probably win this realistically, but definitely a possibility for an upset here. Mm-hmm. And then we have Packers at Bears, and I don't really think we need to go too much into this one.
Even though
it's at Soldier, so it'll be closer than it will be whenever it's at Lambeau, but
yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be the pack.
Pack attack. Unfortunately for you here, I think that the Packers are gonna walk away with this one.
Yeah, yeah. Chicago, our season is we're done. We're done.
Yeah, I saw a report come out that Caleb Williams was quoted saying that he hadn't talked with the interim OC like at all this year. And that guy was the passing coordinator for the Bears. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't spoken with his passing coordinator.
Apparently there was a big issue with the offensive coordinator. Just not talking to anybody, basically.
Jesus Christ.
Like,
make it make sense.
Like, Keenan Allen was complaining.
Yeah.
That nobody was talking to him. Like, bro's been in the league for how many years? Mm-hmm. Knows what to do already. Like, he doesn't need people telling him, but he's saying that somebody's not talking enough. Like, that's like, what?
Yeah. That's a flag.
Unfortunately, though, the offensive coordinator isn't entirely the problem. But, anyways.
No.
Did you see that your Bill Belichick roasted the Bears?
I did.
For our offensive line being trash. And he's 100% right.
Yeah.
And we're not doing anything about it for some reason. It's like, maybe if we just don't look at the ugly, moldy corner of the room, it's not actually there. Like, what? Anyways, I'm just going to get fired up about the Bears so we can move on.
Moving into hockey.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's it for baseball and football already. Yeah. We're zooming.
Moving into hockey. Jets set the record for best starts in the first 15 games at 14-1. Currently 15-1. Is that, that's as of today?
Yeah, I don't know. Yep. They play tonight, I believe, but yeah.
Yeah, 15-1. they play the Lightning today at 7 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time. That'd be a good game.
Watch that on ESPN Plus.
Well,
if you're not in a blackout,
on ESPN Plus.
If you're not in a blackout, yeah.
And if you're not in a blackout, if you don't live in the state of Arizona,
exactly.
Did you see the graphic they put up comparing the Winnipeg Jets to the New York Jets this season?
I did. It's really freaking funny.
How disrespectful! I love it. Honestly, I know the Jets are in my division, but I love this for them. They're on that Paul Maurice blessing right now.
They are. But I can smell the first round exit from here.
Yeah, they need to lose a couple more for me to be more confident about them in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Or they literally need to keep doing the exact same thing for the end of time, because Connor Hellebuyck has so much confidence right now that I don't think he can be stopped.
Yeah. If they keep it up, like if they go this hard the rest of the season, they just like lose what, like 6 games all year. Give them the fucking cup, like, huh?
That's gonna be nuts.
Huh? Give them the cup. Just give them the cup.
Yeah, they did.
Like they beat up on every single team they come across. Like, that's most of the teams in the league. Who's gonna stop them? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. They're looking real good. Get into some injuries here / not injuries anymore. Calgary, Anthony Mantha out for the season, ACL surgery. This is tough for Calgary. I think this probably about seals their season.
Probably. That's a hurting.
They were already starting to fight to stop declining, and now Mantha out. That's tough. And then Colorado, a lot of news coming out. Mm-hmm. Miles Wood and Jonathan Drouin both activated from the IR. Huge.
Massive.
Huge.
Massive.
Nichushkin practicing with the team, set for a reinstatement on the 15th, which is the day that you guys will be hearing this. Mm-hmm. Still pending that final league approval, but from what I've heard, there is no one that does not see any reason why he would not be reactivated. And then Landeskog has been seen doing some solo practicing and skating, like taking some reps and stuff out on the ice. So great signs for the Avs here.
Good for them. Yeah. Sucks to hear about Calgary, but, you know, they are what we thought they were, and they will continue to always be what I think they are. Losers. And Colorado, good for them. We're going to see a nice resurgence here with all these players coming back for sure.
And they really held their own, like, through all of this, too. So I think that
we're seeing
Colorado in the playoffs here, probably.
Coming out of what they've been dealing with at a 9-8 record is way better than what they could be.
They were down to three of their top nine forwards, yep. Everyone. Like, mm-hmm. I know we talked about it previous weeks, but, like, that is crazy that they're 9-8.
Yeah, it's 6-4 in their last 10, a -4 differential for the season. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. And now that they're getting quite possibly, three of their forwards back within the next month.
That's going to be a good sign.
And then their fourth forward and their captain back, maybe by the end of 24 here.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be huge. Which, yeah. That'll put, he's putting himself right on pace for my timeline, bud.
He's right there. A little bit of trade news, Pittsburgh and Washington. Pittsburgh trading Lars Eller back to the Capitals for a 2025 fifth rounder and a 2027 third rounder. I think this is purely a cap move, if I'm being honest with you. I feel like, you know, kind of dumping off Lars Eller for some draft capital, you know, fifth rounder, third rounder. I mean, there's value there, but are you really getting like a star player out of those rounds in the NHL? Not really. So. Build up the farm.
It's like formalities, basically.
This is Pittsburgh wanting to send Lars probably somewhere to freaking retire, if I'm being honest.
Did you see, speaking of Pittsburgh,
yeah,
Kyle Dubas said everyone is available except for Sidney Crosby?
I did see that.
And then Crosby corrected him and said, everyone's available except for me and Gino.
Yep. I did see that.
This is it for Pittsburgh.
This is it. Yeah.
If we don't see any change by, I would say, the end of the month, there's players are going to start getting sold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be a fire sale in Pittsburgh.
And this is a tough Capitals team, yeah, picking up some more depth.
Yeah,
the Capitals look so good.
They are going to be nasty down the stretch. Get ready for that team with Ovechkin, playing the way he's playing. Bro, get out of here.
Ovechkin looking like he's 20 years younger.
No kidding.
He's looking faster. He's looking stronger. Mm-hmm. And he's from Russia. So read into that how you may.
No kidding. I did want to throw out there before we move on to the next subject. NHL 25, I don't know if any of you play that are listening or watching, but they are adding in the Professional Women's Hockey League players and teams. So if you are a fan of women's sports, which Kiwi and I are a fan of women's sports, you can play from the PWHL clubs, Boston, Minnesota, Montreal, New York, Ottawa, and Toronto. In play now, online versus shootout, and season modes. No be a pro, which is unfortunate, and I don't think will probably ever happen. The be a GM is probably not going to happen, but you can sort of pseudo do one in the season mode. So take the wins where we can get them, boys.
No kidding. And also, by the time you're hearing this, the arcade mode will also be out for NHL 25. Yep. So that'll be cool. But I think that moves us finally into basketball, which we are zooming through this. But basketball, we will be taking a little bit longer we're going to be doing our group play predictions here at the end, but let's start out with some injuries. Mm-hmm. The first of which has been hurting me all week.
Yeah.
KD out 2 weeks with a calf strain.
Sucks. That's tough. It'll be all right, though. It's only 2 weeks. Your team is good. Yeah, like Book is.
We've been like 500 since he's been out, so yeah. I'm okay with that. Okay with that.
Treading water is better than sinking.
Just sucking wind. out of New Orleans, Zion Williamson out multiple weeks with a hamstring strain.
That's pretty usual. That's a big boy. He plays hard. You know, he gets injured.
This is tough for a Penguins team, though.
Pelicans.
It's tough for a Pelicans team, though, that's trying to stay in the fray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he'll miss the majority of this, tournament, the cup, but it's gonna be inconsequential, you know, in the long aspect of the season.
Yeah. And then OKC Holmgren is out 2 months with a fractured hip.
Big loss. Big loss on that one.
That's a big loss.
Big loss. Yeah. A few weeks here and there to lose a player is like, all right, you can sort of tread water, but when you get into the months, that's ooh.
Yeah.
That's when you start thinking about maybe trading for like a replacement just in the interim, you know what I mean? Or like finding a bench filler.
And then we saw a record get set.
Yeah.
Last night, the night before.
I think it was last night, yeah.
Spurs Wembanyama.
Good job.
Becomes the youngest center in history to score a 50-point game.
Dude's a freak. Have you seen him play?
How old is he, 20?
I think he's like 20. That dude is a freak.
He's kind of crazy.
So good.
The future kind of looking good for the Spurs, honestly.
this man is like, oh my God, put a little more muscle on his bones.
He's young. He'll get it.
Yeah, he's going to get it too. And that's the scary part. He is going to dominate this league, like absolutely dominate if he keeps this up.
Yeah, he's going to be scary. I have seen some clips of him and it's like, wow, this kid is really freaking talented.
And he can shoot, too. He can freaking shoot.
Yeah. And then we didn't have this on here, but I wanted to toss out, I don't know if you saw this, but Klay Thompson's return to San Francisco.
Yes, I did see that.
Very, very emotional, very good. Good on Golden State for the way that they did it. Bringing their captain back. Having their captain come back in and you see all the sailor hats, all the captain's hats.
I did see that, yeah.
It was pretty cool. I saw it came up on, I don't know if it was like Facebook or something. The video came up and I got to watch it and I was like, ooh, this is definitely a good tribute to his time there. But I think that's going to bring us into the in-season cup group play predictions.
Yippers. All right. So, just adding in another line that I forgot.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, Kauai.
Kauai. So, one team from each group, Group A, Group B, Group C, from the East and West, the top three, 1, 2, 3, make it, and then there is a wild card team that will go on to the bracket round. So, out of the East Division, East Group A, we have the Orlando Magic, the New York Knicks, the Philadelphia 76ers, the Charlotte Hornets, and the Brooklyn Nets. Who you taking?
I gotta pull up the list here because you're gonna read them off, and I'm definitely just gonna forget them anyway.
I got it.
Okay. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah,
we're good. Okay, so we're starting in the East.
Yeah, East Group A.
East A.
I'll read off the East teams if you want to read off the West teams.
Okay. So yeah, that works for me.
We can just alternate the divisions. Yeah.
I think this is just the Knicks, right?
I think I got to agree with you. I think it really is just the Knicks, because like,
I mean, Orlando doesn't look terrible. Brooklyn doesn't look terrible. Philadelphia looks terrible. Charlotte looks terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But New York looks really good. So I think this is just the Knicks here.
I think I have to agree with you. And I mean, you know, you look at who they're playing to, right? Because they have four games here. You know, the Knicks, they just beat the 76ers. No brainer. They're going to beat the Nets. They're going to beat the Hornets. They're going to beat the Magic. I think they're going to sweep this 4-0. That team is too good. It's too good.
And disclaimer, so far, Magic have beaten the Hornets in a game, and the Knicks have beaten the 76ers in a game.
Yes. Yeah.
Currently. So.
And the Magic will have the 76ers next, the Nets next, and the Knicks last. So. I think there's a good chance this might be a duel for, 3-0, 3-0, and then see who wins there. Just because I think some of the other teams in this group are just that bad. So we'll see. We'll see how this shakes out. I think it'll be a Knicks division, though. Moving into Group B, we have the Milwaukee Bucks, the Detroit Pistons, the Miami Heat, the Toronto Raptors, and the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, the Pistons look bad. Not as bad as last year. The Raptors look bad. Miami looks pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana looks pretty decent. Milwaukee is struggling out of the gate.
They've been falling on their face, which is why I'm struggling to like find a reason to pick them.
I think I got the Heat.
The Heat? Okay.
I think I'm in on the Heat here. I mean, I think it's either going to be the Heat or the Pacers, I feel.
I honestly think I am going to take the Pacers. I think the Pacers are objectively the best team in this group. You know, the Bucks have like the most stars on their team, right? They have the most
firepower. They have the potential to flip this around and make us look like idiots.
Right. I mean, they already beat the Raptors, but like, kind of everybody's beating the Raptors right now. So
yeah, who isn't beating the Raptors?
take that with a grain of salt.
And then the Pistons actually beat the Heat in overtime.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Pistons are up with 1-0 and the Bucks are up 1-0. That was a really low scoring game for the Bucks. 99-88, 85.
Really
low.
Moving over into Group C, we have the Atlanta Hawks, the Boston Celtics, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Chicago Bulls, and the Washington Wizards.
The Bulls are terrible. The Hawks are not great. The Wizards are mediocre. The Cavs look amazing right now. And the Celtics look very solid as well. I think the Cavs keep the hot streak up.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough with the Celtics, so.
I actually agree with you here. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to win this group. I think there's a very solid chance that the Celtics come back and win this group 3-1. You know, they just lost to the Hawks. 117-116.
Very, very close.
They barely lost that game. There was a bat. I don't know if you saw it. Jason Tatum shot it. It like went in the basket and then popped out. So it's like,
ugh.
All right. Well, I guess that's an L. The basketball gods didn't see fit for them to win that one. So is what it is. But yeah, a one point differential. That the Celtics are still, I think, the best team in the league. So we'll see. We'll see how that turns out. But I think the Cavs have a absolute best shot to win this the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the wild card for the East.
There's two wild cards, right? Am I crazy?
One.
No, that's right. There's only one because there's four from each.
Yeah.
Conference. It's the Celtics.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the Celtics. I mean, I think that the Pacers will be right there in the mix. The Magic, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, yeah. It's just the Celtics.
If the Cup were to end today, it'd be the Knicks. The Magic, Bucks, and Hawks would win their group, and the Knicks would have the wild card. So, yay, nay, I think the Celtics come back and take that if they don't win their division.
Yeah. I agree. Which brings us to the West. Group A, we have the Minnesota Timberwolves, the LA Clippers, the Sacramento Kings, Houston Rockets, and the Portland Trailblazers. This is a tough division.
I feel like the West is so freaking stacked, but I'm going with the Timberwolves. I just think that they are they're a pretty good team. They have a lot of good shooters. They just lost to the Trailblazers, but I don't trust the Trailblazers to keep it up, despite, you know, who they're playing against.
I trust the Trailblazers as far as I can throw
exactly.
them.
Exactly. So, like, you know, I could say the Clippers or I could say the Kings, but even then I'm like, ooh. I think the Timberwolves.
Honestly, this is a pretty well-rounded group.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I'm looking and, like, honestly, yeah, the Trailblazers aren't great, but they're not bad either.
No.
Same could be said for the Rockets. I think I'm gonna go Clippers on this.
Not bad. Not a bad pick.
West Group B. This is spicy. This one is spicy. We have the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Phoenix Suns, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Utah Jazz, and the San Antonio Spurs. Clearly, it's the Jazz. I kid.
Clearly. I think I'm taking the Spurs.
The current standings so far for this, the Suns have beaten the Jazz.
Yep.
That is the only game that's been played for this group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's the Spurs, man.
Really?
I think so.
Katie's going to be back in like half a week. You can't sleep on the Lakers. You definitely can't sleep on the Thunder.
Nope. That's why I think there's going to be
a upset. The Spurs are very solid, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the wild card team's probably coming out of this.
Oh, absolutely.
This group.
Absolutely.
setting my bias aside, I actually think that the Suns might win this division.
Okay.
Or this group.
Okay. Yeah,
they've been hot.
They got off to a lucky start facing the Jazz, but, you know, I think that it can only go so far a little bit.
There's four teams fighting for this freaking.
There are.
This is tough. This one's tough.
That's a tight group.
And then probably almost equally as tough. West Group C, Denver Nuggets, Dallas Mavericks, New Orleans Pelicans, Golden State Warriors, Memphis Grizzlies.
I think I'm going the Nuggets.
So your Utah Jazz of this group is the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And your Lakers of this group is the Pelicans. So that pretty much brings Golden State, Dallas, or Denver. Dallas looks good, but not great.
Yeah.
Denver looks good, but not great. Golden State looks good, but not great. God, this is tough, too.
It's a tight division.
Who did you say? The Nuggets?
I got the Nuggets, yeah.
I think I'm going to take the Mavs.
Okay. Not a bad pick. Respectable.
I mean, it's just Luka, right?
It's literally Luca
and Clay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, I don't feel great. The wild card team could come out either at B or C of the West here.
I mean, my wild card team, absolutely the Suns.
That's fair. That's fair. I think I'm going to have the Thunder for mine.
Okay. Not a bad. You know, honestly, these picks have been pretty good. I feel like I feel like there's somebody out there who's like, oh my God, you guys are fucking stupid. But I feel like these picks are pretty even keel.
I feel like I've gotten a very good gauge early on
mm-hmm.
the strength of the teams.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel sure. like teams, I feel like teams in the NBA are like very much play to
their caliber.
Play. Yes.
Yeah. They do. Yes. They absolutely do.
Sans, like, who did we say got off to a rough start? The Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, the Bucks are a better team than they're playing right now.
Absolutely.
But, like, I feel like the NBA, you very much can just, like, look at the record and it makes sense to the team. Mm-hmm. Whereas other sports, you look at the record and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah. No, literally. Like, I feel like with football, it's like kind of like any given Sunday, you know, and like hockey, it's like one lucky bounce.
No, literally.
In
yeah.
basketball, if you are better than them, it shows. It shows.
Yeah, no kidding.
Stars run the NBA.
Kind of similar for baseball, too. It's like whoever just has the better pitcher.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yep.
That on that given day. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't. These aren't bad picks at all.
No, they're pretty good.
I like them.
But that brings us to our On a Heater hot takes of the week. Mine isn't really a hot
casual.
Yeah, it's pretty
casual alert.
Casual take. It's a casual take. All right. I think more sports need to do off season stuff. You know, like with the players, Nafisa and holy crap, what's Breonna Stewart are doing with the WNBA, doing the 3v3 Unrivaled League. Thank you for
fixing
my spelling error. You know, I'm not looking for anything like flashy or fancy like the 3v3 Unrivaled League, but I'm just looking for something, you know, looking for something to keep us fans engaged and entertained. Like, I get it, you know, people need their off seasons, off times, but like, you play professional sports for a living. Let's not pretend that you do something like harrowing and terrible that you need, you know, like infinite amounts of breaks to do. You know, a lot of these players come out and they say like, we're playing a children's game just a little bit harder. So I feel like a lot of these guys would have no issues going out, making more money, doing other things. You know, I think that it would be pretty cool to see, like, you know, not a spring, maybe like a flag football spring league for football, or like, you know, a 3v3 hockey league, no contact. You know what I mean? I think those things would be very, very cool.
I want to see all the superstars in the NBA go out and play one big game of horse and just trash talk each other the whole time.
That's called the NBA break, or the NBA All-Star break. They do a dunking competition and everything. It's really funny.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, the only one that I'm like doesn't really have a slow off season is hockey, and I feel like that's because it's so short.
Yeah.
So like, usually teams have to like get in their signings, their transactions, all of that, like quickly in the summer, you know?
Like, I feel like they should do, like, even baseball, like, I know they have to rest, you know, some of their guys with pitchers and stuff like that, because you can't be throwing like 90 miles an hour every season, or like every day, every year. But they could still do like home run derbies with like, you know, automated pitching machines. You know what I mean? Just like showcasing your batters. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to do anything crazy with like your pitching or outfielding, or you could do stuff
wiffle
with your
ball league.
Yeah.
Let me see him play wiffle ball.
No, that's what I mean. Right. Like, just do something fun and silly. Like, give us something to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And then for my hot take of the week, the NBA has too many fouls, but it's not inherently a rules issue.
Man, and you called mine a casual take? Jesus Christ.
All right, but let me explain here.
Okay.
I think every foul that's called in the NBA is justified. So that's why, I mean, it's not a rules issue.
Right.
I think the problem is actually the players. It's become such a mentality that to draw penalties.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I liken it. We liken a lot of things to hockey in this podcast, I feel like, because it is debatably our favorite sport. Mm-hmm. But
I'm literally wearing a Kraken sweatshirt. So
I have an OHL jersey. Yeah, right now. Like, I'm blanking. I feel like the NHL has a similar amount of penalties probably to the NBA, but you don't see players actively going out to draw fouls.
Right.
Draw penalties.
Right.
Whereas NBA, it's like, oh, if I just dribble into the paint, I'm gonna get a call.
Yeah, I think a lot of the issue with the NBA is like star players specifically, they will whine and cry and bitch and moan.
It's the entitlement. Exactly.
That's the inherent issue, is that they expect to get those calls every single time. And when they don't, they will scream and stomp their feet about it.
Here's my take. Get rid of some of these fouls. Get rid of the charging foul. Actually, well, keep the charging one, because I think that one's more, I feel like, for player safety.
Yeah.
Get rid of these fouls on the defense where you know, you charge into the paint just to draw a foul. Get rid of that foul entirely. Then what are they going to do? Get laid out on the floor? Well, you shouldn't have charged into a six 10 man that weighs 200 pounds. Like, what? Like,
what did you?
That's
expect?
Your own stupid fault. Yeah, right. Exactly. So get rid of those.
I get it, and I agree with you, but at the same time, some of them you can't get rid of. I think what they could do is maybe reassess how they call them, like how like loose they are. You know what I mean?
So, and like, that's fair. Yeah.
If somebody runs into somebody else, obviously you can't like call a defensive foul, because it's like there's nothing he could do. He literally ran right into me. Like, what? How is that my fault? You know what?
It feels like 30% of all NBA games are a stoppage of the clock.
Yep.
Just to call the foul.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, it's the longest these players part of the game. Could be done and home. A half an hour to an hour earlier.
The games are real short.
If there wasn't a million
The games
calls.
Are real short when there's no penalties called.
That's what I'm saying. But they're high energy.
Yeah.
It still has the same. Actually, I would argue it has more energy because it's constant back and forth.
Yep.
There's no breaks for these players. They have to keep competing.
I mean, that goes back to what I was saying about the like the power play system of some kind, like added in somehow, just because it's a free flowing game. You know, and it can go real quick. So, like, have it in there somehow. Maybe change up some of these penalties that power play. So,
would we be against if we added in the power play by extending the quarters, like 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
Maybe depends how long.
They're at 20 right now, or are they at 18? Where are they at? I don't even know. 15? What are they even at?
I think they're like 12. Aren't they 12 minutes?
Are they 12 now? I swear they used to be like 20.
No, they're 12 minutes.
Yeah, bump them up to 15. 15 minute quarters with the power play system.
Yeah.
And then let them fight center court.
Yeah, each quarter is 12 minutes. Halftime is 15 minutes. So.
You didn't hear the last part of that.
I did hear that. I chose to ignore it. Anyway. I think I agree with you. I could see. I would enjoy that.
It's too much. And honestly, I probably wouldn't complain if they did have the power play system.
Yeah.
For all these little
ticky-tack.
It's like, yeah, it's just so nitpicky.
It is. It is. And it's a star player issue. It's a star player issue.
It's all on the entitlement of the players.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating to watch, especially as someone who's just now starting to watch.
Starting to get into it.
NBA games. Yeah, it's frustrating to watch.
It's hard.
Like, what the heck?
It's hard.
Like, oh god, 5 seconds ago we just stopped the game. Now, god, what are we stopping the game for?
Right, right.
You know, it's like, come on. Stop. But that's gonna bring into our sports bets by DraftKings.
Not sponsored. Not soon sponsored. To be sponsored. Sponsor us, DraftKings. My first bet of the week: finding pay dirt +1259 NFL. Derrick Henry, Kyron Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Alvin Kamara, and Jonathan Taylor all score a touchdown. I'm honestly not worried about any of these. I think Kyron Williams is probably the only one I'm concerned about, but they're facing the Patriots, so I'm not really concerned.
I'd be like a little iffy on Jonathan Taylor, maybe.
Jonathan Taylor, yeah, okay, with you know, Anthony Richardson behind the center again, so maybe. But I mean, ultimately, I'm not like shaking in my boots. I feel like this one might be. I'm going to call this a semi-safe bet.
Semi-safe.
Semi-safe.
I mean, it's not +1259 for nothing. So.
No way. Yeah. And my second bet is not any of the four major sports. This is actually a boxing bet. It's Iron Mike Tyson, baby. I have, in my entire 30 years of life, never seen a Mike Tyson fight live. I'm going to watch it this Friday. I'm watching Mike Tyson this Friday fight Jake Paul, of all people. +250 for Mike Tyson to win by KO, TKO, or DQ. Oh, baby, am I ready to watch this fight. Mike looks so good. Like, I've been watching him train. Like, I know
he's scary.
I know he's
scary.
I know he's a 58-year-old man, but like, holy shit, that dude is ripped.
I kind of wish that he was fighting Logan Paul and Jake Paul. Just knock them both out.
2v1, yeah.
That'd be cool. He could do it. All right. It brings me into mine. Blue Jackets to beat the Penguins on Friday +105. Chiefs to beat the Bills Sunday +110. That's a positive for an undefeated team. That's a little odd. And then the Pistons to beat the Raptors on Friday +120. I think the Raptors look terrible.
Raptors look awful. I think the Pistons walk away with that one.
The Pistons definitely a brighter spot this season than compared to last season, obviously.
Yeah. So not a great time to be a Detroit Pistons fan, but you know, I take it with a grain of salt, I suppose.
It could be worse. You could be a Toronto Raptors fan.
You could be a Toronto Raptors fan. You could be.
Good Lord. All right. I think that's going to do it for us today. Hope everyone enjoyed.
Yeah. And like usual, be sure to check us out. YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Prime, podcasts, wherever you might watch, listen, you know, podcasts and more. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe where applicable. And, you know,
as usual,
TikTok, YouTube,
we'll
shorts.
We'll get there. A little bit of a shorter one today so that you can enjoy your weekend sooner.
Yeah. So we're done rambling. Get out of here. Be free.